Let's get out to the Banner Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest for the 6:30 segment, Alemateo, the owner of All Poly, the All Poly Camp, All Poly Sports, and also the head coach now of Alta High School. Alema, how you living?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. We're happy to have you on. We want to get updates on the All Poly Camp. When is the camp close for sign-ups? What's going on with that? Are we in the final hours of being able to sign up?
You are. As of tomorrow at 5 p.m., we are taking off the sign-up for the varsity camp. We were initially going to pull it off at the end of the week, but, you know, the numbers jump so high, we just can't afford to wait that long now because there's just going to be too many kids. And so we're going to try to shut it down, regulate our numbers, and make sure that we have enough staffing in to give the kids a quality experience and give them a great evaluation while they're in town. So
you not only promote football and make these players into better football players, but also education and also community and helping out the community, being a righteous young man. So that's what I like about this All Poly Camp. And they get to rub shoulders with some great coaches. Some of the best coaches in the nation are going to be arriving. So where do these young men sign up? Where can they go in order to sign up if they haven't signed up already?
If they haven't signed up, they can go to our website at www.allpolysports.com.
So tell us about the camp. What will they be doing this year? Is there anything different that's going on as far as the format is concerned?
You know what? What we got going on this year is pretty much the same format. Nike will be in town to do a Nike Spark Combine on the 18th. But our kids will all check in at Clearfield High the morning of the 18th. They'll go through our academic process where the kids will go through workshops. They talk about the recruiting process, the NCAA clearinghouse. What's unique about this year is there's a good chance the compliance officer from the Pac-12 is going to be on site to do a Q&A with our players and talk about what to look out for in regards to, relationships with coaches while they're on the recruiting trip. And kind of update them on the recruiting process from a Pac-12 standpoint. So because we have so many Pac-12 coaches coming out to the camp, Ron Barker is the guy that's reached out to me about coming out. And so, that's going to be kind of a new twist. And so, I've alerted all the coaches to make sure they're on their best behavior while they're in town. So that's kind of a new twist that we have. And, we were running a golf tournament prior to the camp. I'm involved with the Troy Polamalu Foundation, and I recently came back last spring from American Samoa to help promote his camp. And so the needs over there that we're trying to support is there are five teams that play high school football, and none of them have a weight room. And so we're going to raise money to help we want to buy 25 fully loaded racks and ship it out to five per school and then send out some training so we can, help develop the players over there, through our efforts over here. And so that's one of our big projects that All Poly Sports is involved in right now and in terms of community service. And so other than that, the camp situation is still the same. The kids are going to come in. Offensive guys will have a offensive playbook they're going to have to learn. The defensive guys are going to have a defensive scheme. And then we're going to turn the college coaches loose on these guys and see who steps up to the plate. So, we're excited for that. So,
In regards to some of the coaches, do they sign up or do they tell you, do you know that they're coming? And, if so, can you give us just some of the bigger schools that would be
give
attending.
Us the coaching roster. What will the coaching roster be like, Alema?
Well, obviously we had Coach Duke there last year, and he had one of his coaches there, two of his coaches there. This year they're sending five coaches out from Oklahoma. Oklahoma State is going to send two coaches out. And, there's so many coaches, I just can't remember everybody's name. I got contacted by Michigan State. I got contacted by Michigan, so they're looking to send coaches out. So, our reach in the East Coast is getting broader. And so with that being said, the regulars will be in town. The all the Pac-12 guys. Even, you know, this year we've got Oregon guys that should be coming down. They've reached out to me, and they want to send a representative out. So I don't exactly know who that's going to be, but they definitely want to send a coach out from the University of Oregon as well. You know, Gary Anderson will be here doing his thing, Kyle Whittingham. You know, we'll have the guys from Stanford. I was contacted the other day by Coach Sark and his staff. They're going to be coming out. We'll have Coach Polamalu from UCLA. He'll be coming out. I mean, let alone all the other the local schools. Coach Wells up at Utah State, his guys will be out there. You know, they're always great to have at the camp. Weber State, Southern Utah. I mean, the list goes on. So,
from BYU has contacted you and said they're going to be there?
I spoke to Coach Papinga. You know, he told me that he was going to be up. He wasn't sure about some of the other coaches. Normally, Steve Cafusi is the guy that likes to come up. And then, we get a group of guys just kind of show up on the day of. And so, but for the most part, Coach Papinga has officially told me about he making a presence over there. And he knows that others will. You know, he just couldn't confirm the names.
Alema, I need you to call Marky Atawaya, Coach Cafusi, Coach and I. They need to call you, too. We need to get these guys in gear, get them up there. They need to see the talent that is being showcased there. Because, I mean, it's a tremendous thing that you guys have been doing for all these years. I mean, how many years have you guys been doing it?
Man, we're going on year 17.
It's ridiculous. Wow. Tell me this. You always have your ear to the ground. You know who the top recruits are here in the state. Give me a rundown of guys that will get – most definitely, we'll get Division I offers all over the place.
You know, I'm telling you, I mean, you know, you got the Pututau kid over at Cottonwood, man. The Gunther kid at Woods Cross, he's doing a great job. Up-and-coming guys, you got the Taylor Couture kid. He's playing quarterback at Layton. And, I mean, this guy, he's a guy to look out for because – I mean, Texas is in the handwriting letters to this guy. They're doing whatever it takes to get him over there on campus.
Has he committed anywhere yet?
He has not committed. He has not committed. And the guy, he's just a great overall kid. Obviously, the Fehoko kid out at Brighton is just a phenomenal receiver. I mean, he's gonna get looks from everywhere. The Himuri Lund kid out of Brighton as well is doing a great job. A sleeper for me is going to be the Simeon Matagni kid out of Brighton. Now, a lot of schools have come in and are asking me questions about him, and I really think that he's going to be a guy that's going to pick up some steam headed into this fall. You know, the Tui Four kid over there at the Bingham as well, just does a great job. And just those are just some of the names that are just off the top of my head that I can think of right now. I tell you what. Right now, we're knocking on 400 kids that have already registered, and I tell you, they're coming all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. We've got guys coming from Georgia, and so it's going to be interesting to see what the matchup's going to look like. You know, I think from an athletic standpoint, this year may be the best year for overall talent in all the positions, and so. What we've done this year differently is we have regulated our quarterback position to only 30 quarterbacks.
Wow.
We feel like over the last couple of years, the numbers have just shot up to the 50s and 60s. And so there's just not enough reps to give those guys a quality experience. So what we've done is I've asked the Mountain West Elite crew, Riley Jensen and Ed Larson, to evaluate the quarterbacks. See, I got to send their videotape in. And they go through it, evaluate it, and, they determine whether, they're good enough to come into the camp or not. You know, we want to make sure that the kids coming in are outstanding players and can compete at a high level. Because in the end, that's what these coaches are looking at. You know, they're looking for guys who can play football fast and compete at a high level. And so our venue provides them with that opportunity to give an evaluation that they're not going to be able to get anywhere else.
Alema, as far as the last few years have gone, how many of the kids that attended the camp have went on to play Division I football?
boy, we are in the hundreds. You know, we kids that attended this camp, we've been averaging anywhere between 50 and 60 kids that get Division One offers.
Wow.
You know, at the camp itself, you know. So what happens is, coaches will come to the camp, they'll identify kids, and on the way out, they'll say, give them their card, hey, man, get to our one day. I can't offer you really here, but if you get to our one day, I can offer you on campus. And so a lot of these kids will go off and go to those one-day camps, and they'll get offered. I'll give you a perfect example. Houston Hemuli at Bountiful High School. You know, I mean, not really on the radar guy, you know, that great, great football player, you know, that really wasn't on the radar. Mm-hmm. And then he showed up to the Alpoli camp, and he's knocking dudes out, you know, at fullback. And so just so happens that the guy watching him was the defensive coordinator from Stanford. Mm-hmm. And so he comes up to me and said, what's that guy's name? I said, that's Houston Hemuli. I coach him at Bountiful High School. And he goes, whoa. You know, so I just gave him my rundown, and then he gives him his card. Hey, can you come out to my one-day camp? A week later, the guy got an offer, you know. And so And that's a guy that's kind of been under the radar. And some of the names that I mentioned are guys that we already know that are going to be top dogs, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you that the unique thing about our situation is the guys that are under the radar will get on the radar if they step up and perform at our camp. And you know, it's a great opportunity for a kid who has great, great talent and potential, you know, to come up here and go up against some of these five-star guys and showcase your talent.
So. No, and I've seen you guys in action, and I've seen what Alpoli and also Mount West Elite has been able to do for the state, for the recruits, these families that are just want their kids to have an opportunity to get their education paid for, and your camp has been a phenomenal platform for that. So we invite all those that are, you know, are competitive enough to go and showcase their talents there at Alpoli Camp to sign up, go to the website. Lemme, can you give that website again?
www.allpolysports.com.
There you have it, allpolysports.com. Alema, great stuff today, as always. Look forward to doing it again. Good luck with the camp. Maybe I'll stop by and see what is going down. I want to see all the talent out there, man.
Got the pass coming out. Talk to any of the coaches. Do your thing, man.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks, Alema.
Hey, guys. Have a great one.
All right. Talk to you soon. There you have it. Go check out allpolysports.com.